You've got a debt trajectory that is escalating geometrically. It's simple math. You know, the big drivers are the entitlement programs, which are Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid. And it's not because there's anything inherently wrong with the programs. It has to do with the mathematics of age and demographics. So we have, I think, a responsibility to make them solvent, to save them from being destroyed. Medicare is going to be essentially insolvent in 11 years. Social Security is insolvent in 20 years. So I think
Social Security is solvent for the next 20 years, though.
Yes, it will be. But the demographic math is quite scary when you think about if we don't do anything, it would be. So it's kind of like to sit back and watch this happen without actually trying to do something, I think, is sort of a moral dilemma for the country.
Where would you like the cuts to be seen?
There's been tremendous amount of good work done by the Bowles-Simpson Commission and many others. Alice Rivlin and Pete Domenici did a lot of good work on this, where they have picked apart all of those issues and said, how do we break into this curve? How do we do intelligent, rational spending control, right? Because there are issues there that we need to do. How do you change the CAT code to make it more robust, more competitive, generate interest in the United States? You know, the United States now has the largest, highest corporate tax rate in the world. So you need to reform the tax code to make it more competitive.
So you're in favor of the tax breaks for the wealthy?
Tax code reform is, the issue is around the fact that right now, if you look at the way the tax code works, they have over $1 trillion a year in what are known as, in the parlance, they're called expenditures. Those are loopholes. Well, why aren't we rationalizing some of those loopholes and reforming the tax code where you lower the actual rate itself, but you broaden the base, and therefore the overall level of revenue is increased because you begin to peel away a lot of the special exemptions that have convoluted the tax code over time?
There's a claim that the Fix the Debt Coalition is basically a group sponsored by a billionaire who are getting the tax breaks for the corporations, which is going to take away about $1 trillion from the state budget. What is your opinion to that?
So I'm one of those people, right? So I'm one of those evil fat cat CEOs who wants to protect all my special interest tax returns and throw grandma out in the snow. That would be the progressive narrative. But I think it does, it's sort of, again, like so many things in the political narrative, it kind of diminishes the debate and reduces it to something that I don't think is truly informed. So I would say the business community is just as acutely aware as everything else that we have to do our part. We have to come to the table. And it's not about protecting special interests for business. It's about reforming tax code so that it's efficient and get rid of the special exemptions so that you actually have a more fair and progressive and ultimately competitive tax code.
I would like to speak about the
sure.
Can Kicks Back effort, which the Fix the Debt is behind. This campaign is aimed mostly at young people
sure.
who could make a difference. But one of the slogans that I thought it wasn't a totally right thing to say was that your grandparents are ruining your future. Is that the kind of message that you want to put out there for the young people?
Well, I didn't create the marketing, you know, material for the Can Kicks Back, but I very much support what they're doing. So think about the youth of this generation. You've just come out of a 5-year recession. Job prospects are very difficult. All the things, the promise of the great future of America is not coming true for young people, right? They're saying, God, I got out of college, I did all the right things, I worked hard to get ahead, and, you know, I can't get a job, the economy is in really difficult place, and by the way, I wake up and find out that there's this looming tsunami of debt that I owe, not just on my college loans, but the entire country's debt is coming my way, and some generation that I had nothing to do with did this to me. So I would say that nobody has a more important voice in this debate than the youth of this country.